सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो फार वी हैव सीन देन अर्जुन वाज वीपिंग क्राइंग इन द बैटलफील्ड in front of 4 million people. And Shankaracharya says the cause of his crying or weeping or his sorrow is he is attached to the people who were standing there. Ye mere hain, main inka ho. I belong to them and they belong to me. We call it Arjun disease and we all are suffering with that Arjun disease. We also cry, perhaps not in front of everybody, but we do also cry, we also suffer. So what is the medicine to remove this worldly sorrow? There is only one medicine, and that medicine is knowledge of self. There is no other medicine to remove the sorrow of the world. Although Arjun asks a question to Lord that what is my duty in this battlefield, but Lord started giving answer by giving him the knowledge of self. From verse number 11 to verse number 25 of chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is giving him arguments from different levels that there is no question of grief. Why are you weeping? There is no case as such. So from 11 to 25, he says, from the highest level, Atman level, there cannot be grief because Atman is Nitya. It is not born. It never dies. You are thinking these people will die. But Atman is not a doer. Atman is not enjoyer. Atman cannot be acted upon. Atman cannot kill anybody. Atman itself is not born, will not die. Then why are you crying? There is no question of grief. Then he comes a notch lower. If we are not able to understand that Atman is Nitya, eternal, there is no question of grief there, then Lord says, okay, I will come to your understanding, Jivatma level, next level. If you think that Atman is continuously dying and Atman is continuously born, even in that case, Lord says there is no grief. Now we come to verse number 26 of chapter 2. Please open your books. Chapter 2, verse number 26.
Atha chainam nitya jatam.
अथ चैनम नित्यजातम्
नित्यं वामन्यसे मृतम्
नित्यं वामन्यसे कृतम्
तथापि त्वं महाबाहो
त्वं महाबाहो
नैवं शोचितुमर्हसि
नैवं शोचितुमर्हसि।
अथ चैनं नित्यजातं नित्यं वा मन्यसे मृतं तथापि त्वं महाबाहो नैवं शोचितुमर्हसि।
नैवं शोचितुमर्हसि, यू शुड नॉट ग्रीव लाइक दिस। Lord says, Atha chainam nitya jatam nityam va manase mritam tathapi tvam. If you are thinking, who is addressing to whom? Lord is addressing to Arjun. Lord is saying, if you are thinking, not I am thinking. This is only for the purpose of argument. I am not accepting that Atma is dying or being born. But if you think, Atha cha enam nitya jatam, this Atman is being born, nityam va manase mritam, and it is constantly dying. So Atman is constantly born and constantly dying. Just for the argument purpose, Arjun, I am saying this and I am trying to prove that even if you think that Atman is constantly being born and dying, still there is no case of grief. There is no case of grief. How is that? See, you see, the philosophers and even the materialists, everybody knows that anything which is born will die. We all accept that. We all accept. But there cannot be any soak in that, sorrow in that. So what is the cause of sorrow then? First, try to find out the cause of sorrow. What is the cause of sorrow? It's very simple. It is our preferential relationship with the beings and objects of the world which gives us sorrow. What is this preferential relationship? Nowadays we listen, somebody comes and complains, oh, my basement is flooded. In India we used to see the flood coming on the roads and the field, but here the basement is flooded, not the second person's or the second house is not flooded. So if we are not connected to other house person, if his basement is flooded, tell me, do you get sorrowful? No. But if my basement is flooded, I am sorrowful. Why? Circumstances is one and same. Basement of neighbor is flooded, I am not sorrowful. My house basement is flooded, I am sorrowful. The cause is because I am attached to my house, my car, my body. Therefore, I suffer. So if we don't have this attachment, no suffering. Same thing was with Arjun. Arjun was weeping. Why? Because they belong to me, I belong to them. They all will die, I know. Therefore, you are suffering. So if it is inevitable, this is the law of the Lord, anything which is born will die, then what is that? Accept that law. That's all. So Lord addresses Arjun, Mahabaho. Why Mahabaho? He is depressed, he is crying. It's a prop. Oh, you are Mahabaho, you can conquer. Get up, come out of this dejection. Therefore, Lord is addressing Arjun as Mahabaho. Next verse.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuh.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuh.
Everybody should chant, please. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuh.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuh.
Dhruvam janma mritasya cha.
Dhruvam janma mritasya cha.
Tasmad aparihareerthe. Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuh. Dhruvam janma mritasya cha. Tasmad aparihareerthe. Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Jatasya dhruvah mrityuh. Certain is death for born. This part we know. We don't need any proof. Jatasya dhruvah mrityuh. Anything which is born will die. In the spring we saw leaves. In winter we will see skeleton. Jatasya, the leaf came. and Mrityu coming. Within 1 month, all the leaves will be fallen. Mrityu, Jatasya Dhruva Mrityu. And Dhruvam Janma Mrityasya Cha. And this is also certain that after that there will be again reborn. Reborn. This part is generally not seen. We don't want to believe this part. After death, I will be born again. But Lord is saying we should accept it. So certain is birth for the dead also. Tasmat aparihariye arthe natam sochitum harsasi. Therefore, over the inevitable, this is law. This is law of the Lord. Why should you grieve? Accept the law. Accept it. So if life is a stream of birth and death and it is unavoidable and inevitable arrangement of the Lord, then why an intelligent person should mourn? This is law. Anything which is born will die. All those people standing in the battlefield were born and will die. Even if there is no battle, still the people will die. At the end of their prarabdha karma, they will die. You see, when the childhood ends, we come to adulthood, we don't cry. When from the adulthood we come to the old age, we don't cry. When the morning dies, noon comes, we don't cry. When the noon goes and evening comes, we don't cry. This is also death. So Arjun, why are you crying? Jatasya Dhruva Mrityu. Having come to life and complain against its nature is delusion. Having come to life and complained against its nature. It is the nature of the life that anything which is born will die. If you complain about that, that is delusion. What is delusion? You don't understand the life as it is. It is the nature of the life that it will die. Accept it. And to weep over it is to express our ignorance. If you are weeping, it shows that you are ignorant about the life. You don't know the law of life. Therefore, there is no question of grief. Lord Krishna's life is a message of cheer and joy. His doctrine of life is to weep is folly and to smile is wisdom. Our Gurudev always used to say, keep smiling. Keep smiling. Okay, but we all are experiencing sorrow, grief. Can you tell us what is the cause of grief? Yes. I will tell you the cause of grief also. You see, grief is not because of the external circumstances happening. It is because of our unprepared mind. Our mind is not educated about the law of the world. Change is the changeless law of the world. We have to accept it. We have to accept it. We expect, our mind is infested with the hope and expectation. Continuously, our mind is infested with hope and expectation. We always complain about nagging spouse. Don't we? I am not saying nagging wife or nagging husband. Nagging spouse, we all complain. We complain about heat in summer. We complain about cold in winter. But in cold winter we'll be there. What is there to complain? In summer there will be heat. Why are you saying your spouse is nagging? Because your mind is not prepared. You don't know that. If you are a rajasic person, very active, and your wife is tamasic, is not that active. If you are running at the speed of 100 km per hour and the wife is not able to run at the speed of 20 kilometer hour, you expect from your wife that she should also run at the speed of 100 kilometer. Or it can be vice versa. Opposite also can be. wife is very rajasic and the husband is tamasic. Sab bana ke do, roti bhi you give me, you serve me roti, chapati is there, you have to serve. You see? Expectation and hope. And if they don't meet that expectation and hope, what will happen? Disappointment. Disappointment means sorrow, grief, arguments. Think and scientifically you think. You are expecting from a person whose vasana is altogether different. Altogether different. Our mind is not educated, not prepared to accept it. We have to accept it. If you accept it, what will happen? No hope, no expectation, no disappointment. See? My speed is 100 kilometers. Okay, I will run at the speed of 100. But my spouse, 20 kilometers per hour. Okay, I will accept that also. Khatam. If I don't expect or hope from my wife that she should also run at the speed of 100 kilometers per hour, no disappointment. But the problem comes, we expect the same thing from our spouse. But we don't understand that each individual is governed by his own vasana. Own vasana, even all your children, each one of them have got their own vasana. They will go according to their vasana. We have to accept it. Accept it. After coming to America, if you don't accept the culture of America, what will happen? We expect that in America we should have all Indian culture. Disappointment is definitely going to come. What will happen? Grief, sorrow. Accept. When we have come to America, we have to accept the culture of America. That's all. So that, some Mahatma said, death is a pending happiness for somebody where he's going to born. Lord has said, who is going to die here will be born again. So the people who are seeing his own relatives dying, they are crying. But where the new life, new baby is born, they are not crying. They are enjoying. They are happy. We also don't want to die. No one wants to die. Suppose there is a birth and there is no death. What will happen? Just imagine, think. There is birth, but no death. First thing will be that America will stop immigration. No more required. No more coming. Once a lady came to Lord Buddha with his dead baby, 2-year-old, and said, Buddha, you are a realized master. Make my baby live. He said, I can do it. I will do it here, right now. There is one condition. You have to go and get some sesame seeds from a family where death has not occurred. The lady went, different families, give me sesame seed if you, in your family, death has not occurred. Everybody said, death has occurred in our family. There is no exception. She came back to Buddha and said, I didn't get it. Then she realized, this is law. We have to accept. The body will fall at the age of 2 or at the age of 100 according to its prarabdha. According to its prarabdha, it will fall. And that lady became the first devotee of Lord Buddha. So we also have to accept the law. We have to accept all beings. That is their nature. Each being has got its own specific nature. Accept it. If you confront, if you challenge, you expect, if you hope more, sorrow is going to come. If you don't expect, don't hope, no disappointment, no sorrow. Next.
Avyaktadini bhutani.
Avyaktadini bhutani.
Vyaktamadhyani bharata.
Vyaktamadhyani bharata.
Avyaktanidhananeva.
Avyaktanidhananeva.
Tatra kapari devana. Avyaktadini bhutani, vyaktamadhyani bharata, avyaktanidhananeva, tatra kapari devana.
Tatra kapari devana. What is there to grieve for? You see, in each and every sloka, Lord is saying there is no grief here. Tatra kapari devana. Abhyakta and vyakta, two words are used here. Abhyakta, unmanifest. Vyakta, manifest. Then three other words Lord has used is adi, madhya, and nidhana. Adi means in beginning, madhya in the middle, and nidhana means at the end. So first, what is this? And he is talking about the bhutani. Bhutani, we have got two meanings. Bhutani means all beings. All beings. And another meaning of bhutani is five great elements. So from the two angles we will see this. And from the both angles, Lord will prove that there is no question of shock, no question of grief. In case of being, what happens? Abhyakt, in the beginning they were in the unmanifest form. When they are born, it is manifest. And at the time of death, they go again to unmanifest. So what is the cycle? Unmanifest, manifest, unmanifest. Again manifest, unmanifest. That is life cycle of all of us, of all beings. Abhyakta, unmanifest. Vyakta, manifest. And from manifest to unmanifest. Unmanifest to manifest, manifest to unmanifest. Like a potter makes a pot from the clay, the pot is in the unmanifest form in the clay. When he forms that form of pot, then we say pot is form. It is manifested. When the same pot is broken, it becomes again clay. So from unmanifest to manifest, manifest to unmanifest. So this is happening. This is also law. Accept the law. There is no sorrow. There is no sorrow. But if we take the bhutani as body, five great elements, these five great elements with subtle five great elements and gross five great elements, our body is made. Pancha Mahabhut, we say. So before body came into existence, it was in unmanifest form in five great elements. Like the pot was there in unmanifest form in the clay, similarly this body was in unmanifest form in five great elements. Then a formation happened. Now the body is existing. After the death of body, what will happen? It will go back to five great elements. That is law. So from five great elements, it manifests and goes back to five great elements. So from the body level also, third set of arguments. First set of argument was that from the Atman level, there cannot be any sorrow because Atman is Nitya. Second set of argument, if you take it as a Jeevatma, then the law is that anybody is born will die, and anybody died will be born again. So why are there is no grief? Third argument, from the body level, Lord says the body has come from the Abhyakta, from unmanifest. He is not using the word Janma and Mrityu. He is saying from the unmanifest, the body has manifested. And from the manifested body, when it ends, it will go to again unmanifested. Abhyakta, vyakta, and abhyakta. Therefore, tatra ka paridevana. So there is no question of grief there. So we have seen three levels. Lord is trying to tell us, accept the law of the nature. There is no question of sorrow. Accept Atman is Nitya. Accept the Jivatma goes from one body to another body. There is no case of sorrow. Accept this body which comes from five great elements and goes back to five great elements. No question of sorrow. We cannot change this law. If we cannot change this law, we have to accept it. Next.
Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam. Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah.
Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva anyah.
Ascharyavat chainamanya srunoti.
Ascharyavat chainamanya srunoti.
Shrutva penam vedana chaiva kaschit. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam. Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah. Ascharyavat chainamanya srunoti. Shrutva penam vedana chaiva kaschit.
Now Lord is coming again to the knowledge of self. Paravidya. And this verse is taken from the Kathopanishad. Lord has quoted from Kathopanishad. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschid enam. Enam is this self, this Atman. Ascharyavat pashyati. If somebody comes to know about it, it is a wonder for him. Wonder for him. Ascharyavat vadati tatha eva channa. If somebody is speaking about that Atman, that is also ascharya. Talking about Atman is also ascharya. Because Atman is that entity which you cannot perceive with your organs of perception and mind and intellect. If somebody is talking about that Atman, that also is ascharya. Then ascharya vachya enam anna srunoti. And if this is also ascharya, that people have come and sitting and listening to it. It is really ascharya to me that you all are coming and sitting here and talk, listening about Atman. Ascharya. Srutva api enam vedana cha eva kaschit. But there are few people even after listening to that are not able to understand it. That also is ascharya. So we'll see each path. Ascharyavat pasyati kaschit enam. Kaschit. Only rare or few people can be able to see it. Experience it. And when they experience it, they will say it is wonder. Why it is wonder? Throughout my life, I was seeing the things, beings and all situations changing and perishable. Everything is born and dying. But when I see Atman, I see it is not born. It is not dying. It is not changing. I have never seen such thing in my life. Therefore, is it not a wonder? Have you seen anything in this world which is not changing, which is not perishing, which is not born? If you happen to see such Atman, you will say, wonder. It's a wonder. And who can get it? Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid yatiti siddhaye. Out of thousands and thousands of people, only few will come. Out of thousands and thousands Indians in Chicago, how many are sitting here? We'll discuss why they are not coming or why we are sitting here. We'll see that also. So it's a wonderful sight. See, when we were young, we used to say that there are seven wonders. Out of that seven wonder, one was Taj Mahal or Leaning Tower of Pisa. What is Taj Mahal? It's a tomb. एंड पीपल गो एंड सी, क्या देखने जाते हो भाई, टॉम्ब है वो तो. बट इस आर्किटेक्चर इज वंडरफुल. देखो जाए एंड व्हेन यू गो टू सी द लीनिंग टावर ऑफ पीसा, यू विल, यू डोंट गो अंडर दैट पीसा, यू नो इट मे फॉल बट इज नॉट फॉलिंग. वंडर. So how you see when wonder, what is actually a wonder? Wonder is a thing which you are not intellectually able to conceive it. When a magician is showing a magic that he has taken a young girl and with the saw he is cutting the body, and after a few minutes he is showing that no, she is alive. What happens at that time? Your eyes become protruded and your mouth, wonder. We have got the Atman, which is Satchidananda, but we consider ourselves as finite. Atman is infinite, not born. We consider ourselves born and dying. And our goal is to reach that Atman. And we don't know that Atman is me only. And the source of all sukh is that Atman, and that happiness is me. Not knowing that also is a wonder. It's a wonder. So how can we reach our goal? We can reach our goal. There are only main two steps. Number one is purification of mind. Number two is knowledge of self. What is knowledge of self? Lord has already said in verse number 11 to 25. What is Atman? Did that knowledge happen to all of you? No. Why? Because we did not work on step number one. What is step number one? Purification of mind. First step is purification of mind. Second step is knowledge of the self. So why self is wonderful? Self is wonderful because it is not born. It is eternal. It never dies. It is not a doer. He is not an enjoyer. Therefore, it is wonderful. Ascharvat vadati tatha evachan. If some teacher speaks about it, it's ascharya. It's ascharya. You see, once after realization happens, some people become mum. They will not speak. But some people, they come and say, oh, I will tell you about this. So Guru is also Ascharya. Guru is located at one place and the Brahman is everywhere. Ascharya. There is no definition of Brahman, but still with the worldly words, he is trying to tell about the Atman. This is also Ascharya. And how is this Guru? How is this teacher? He has studied scripture. He is abiding in the scripture. He has learned scripture in Guru Shishya Parampara. He is not self-styled or what they say? Becoming own guru. I don't want to take the name of everybody, anybody here. There are many scandals in India. You will find self-made guru. I am guru. And there are many followers also. They don't have any guru parampara. And Guru is able to communicate to you. That also is Ascharya. So how he communicates? He tells the Brahman is very small. Then in the again same breath he will say is very big. He will say the Brahman never moves. And again in the same sentence he will say no, he moves. He will explain to you what is this superimposition. If you want to reach Brahman, remove the superimposition. The whole world is superimposition, superimposed on Brahman. Since it is superimposed, world has superimposed the Brahman, we are not able to see the Brahman. If you want to see Brahman or Atman, what you have to do? We have to remove the superimposition. That's all. You cannot remove Brahman. You can remove superimposition. This way he will explain. Asharvacche enam anya srunoti. One who comes to listen about the self is also wonder. It's a wonder. Why others are not coming? Because the most of the people are interested in Kamani, Kanchan and Kirti. All our desires are classified in these three words. All people are of the world, those who do not come to the spirituality, they are engaged either in Kamini, in the opposite sex, or Kanchan, gold, money, or Kirti, fame. Therefore, they are not interested. Sant Tulsidas writes in Ramayana, Punya Punja Binu Milahina Santa. I hope you understand a little bit of Hindi. Punya, this word is known to you, Punya and Pap. Punya means merits. Punja means Punji, capital. Capital of Punya, capital of merit. Binu, without the capital of merits, Milahina Santa, you will not get satsang. You will not meet any sant. So, if you are sitting and listening to satsang, that means you have got a capital of, bolo bhai, paap or punya. And if somebody has got not that capital, he is not having that capital, can he enter here? No. They will drop their child and go away from there. Working committee, they always tell me why the people are going, we should go and sit there and all. I tell them they are not adhikari, they are not eligible. We don't have a darwan or a ticket or any fee for this satsang. But they are all controlled by the Lord, they cannot enter. Even if forcibly they enter, their mind will be somewhere else. They will be thinking about the world. Gurudev gave this example. Even if they enter, they will think whether I have locked my car or not, or locked my house or not. He will be gone thinking that. And perhaps in the middle, he will get up and go to check whether I have locked my house or my car or not. That means they are not still eligible. Not eligible. So it's wonder. Srutvapi enam vedana cha eva kaschit. Even explained by such a realized master, unprepared, uninitiated, don't come to know it. This also is wonder. Why it is wonder? Even if you are, it is already with us. Still we are not able to get it. See? Is it not wonder? Atman is with all of us. But we don't know. Even the teacher tells you the Atman is here, you can reach it by this and this way. Do Karma Yoga, do Bhakti Yoga, do Jnana Yoga, and you will reach there, purify your mind, and get the knowledge that you are Brahman. Knowledge is only this much. What is that knowledge? You are Brahman. Only this much is knowledge. But it is not happening. Why it's not happening? Purification not made. How can I purify mind? Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Srutvapi, I am listening, but it is not happening. It is wonder. It is already with you. If I tell you, if you are wearing a necklace and you are not aware of it, if I tell you, you get it immediately. There is no question of failure. 100% guaranteed pass. But it is not happening because the mind is not prepared yet. Once you know, I will tell you how the mind is not prepared. You know, story is there in Bhagavatam. Indra and Virochan, both of them went to Brahmaji for getting the knowledge of self. Indra is devta of all devtas, he is king. And Virochan is asur. Who is Asur? Don't think Asur has got a two long teeth, very big face, black in color, monstrous. No. Asur means, Asu means pran. Ra means ramate. One who rebels in pran, pran indicates indriyas, our indriyas. One who rebels in indriyas, one who rebels in sense objects is asur. So we all are. So Indra and Virochan both went to Brahmaji for knowledge of self. So after 32 years, Virochan became a little bit restless and asked Brahmaji, can you tell me what is this self? He said, oh, okay, you go into the pond and see your reflection. The entity which is seeing your reflection is self. The entity which is seeing your reflection is self. Both Indra and Virochan went, and Virochan saw his own reflection. He thought the eye is seeing the reflection, therefore eye belongs to body, therefore body is Atman. He came back. Do you accept Virochan's inference? If Virochan is right, then the body will be dying. Our Atma will be dying in 2, 3 or 5 years or 10 years, 20 years, 50 years time. Indra straight back. It took 100 years to Indra to realize Atman. Don't get disheartened. If Indra requires 100 years, what will happen to us? No, not that way. The idea is that if we have to do the purification of mind, we should start purifying our mind as early as possible, so get to know what is the path to purify it and start walking on it.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.